When the phone started ringing in dealing rooms this morning, trading was frenetic and there was considerable tension in the air. But it soon became clear that the dollar was not going to go up on the scale predicted by the more lurid Sunday papers. By mid-morning, its rate against the American dollar was just over 92 cents, a comfortable revaluation of just under 2%, which remained the pattern for the rest of the day. As the afternoon wore on, so did the excitement at the prospect of Australia now becoming a major financial centre. Right across Australia, the reaction to today's developments was favourable.
I think the present step towards deregulation is not only courageous, it's sensible and it's slightly adventurous. And it's a little adventure that we want in this country if we're really going to get on top again. And I think Mr. Keating and Mr. Hawke are to be applauded.
Well, I'm very pleased with the way in which the first day's trading has gone. And I think it's been an excellent introduction of the new system. And I'm pleased to say that today the market has endorsed the government's view. That was that it was a correct decision to take, and that we finished trading at about the rate we were trading at in the middle of last week.
The ACTU joined in the fun with the appointment of Charlie Fitzgibbon, its former vice president, to the board of the Reserve Bank. But inevitably there were critics. The metal trades employers said any rise in the dollar would cost jobs, while the metal trades unions were even more hostile.
What we're doing is giving the regulation of everybody's pay packet, the regulation of the value of their job, the regulation of foreign exchange, we're giving it away from democratically elected forces to people over whom we exercise absolutely no influence whatever, the international banking system.